You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
I want to thank Pastor Mark for inviting us. Let me just show you a picture of my family. This is my family. Married to a beautiful wife, my beautiful wife, and four kids. And to tell you my story was I was a student in De La Salle University. And then after graduating, way back 1989, I was already part of Victory. Anybody here, you were part of Victory way back 1980s pa? Meron ba? Okay, just a few people. But that's when I met Pastor Mark, and he was still a single guy. You know, to tell you honestly, a single guy, a single pastor, and as handsome as Pastor Mark, that's big trouble. How many say amen to that? You know, but God gave him a very beautiful wife, and I just want to honor. How many of you love your pastor, Pastor Mark? You know, what he has done in this church, five years ago, I asked him how this church really grew to this extent, and he was just very humble in saying, you know, I was just obeying the call of God. I really never planned to be a senior pastor. But look at what God has done in his life. And I believe that the word of the Lord that God has placed in my heart, the same way, not just in the same way, but can you tell to the person next to you how much more God can do in your life? Do you believe that? And in my family here, this is where I met my wife when right after graduating from university, I volunteered as a campus minister for 6 months in Dagupan, and I never knew that's where I will meet my future wife. Okay, I thought that here, okay. Okay, I thought that I would marry somebody from La Salle. I never knew a beautiful girl would come from a province, really honestly. Okay, and no offense mga taga probinsya, but you know, lo and behold, I met my wife. Okay, on the second time I saw her, she lived in a very remote place. She was a pastor's kid. And I never knew na may magandang babae pala sa probinsya, sa barrio pa. Na walang juicy fruit gum. Alam niyo yan? Sabay umiibig-igib-igib pa siya, Pastor Mark. Naglalakad-lakad pa ng ganun. But whenever you obey the calling of God, this is really the plan of God. God will show you much more. And this is what we want to study this afternoon. As we look at the scripture in 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. So can we stand to our feet? And to make me feel that I'm in Thailand again, I want to teach you a word. In Thailand, we call this Sawadi Kap. If you're a guy, you will say Sawadi Kap. Okay? Don't time me yet, all right? Don't time me yet. It's just warm up. Pag babae, sasabihin mo, Sawadi Ka, galing sa ilong po. Okay? And then depending on the age of that person that you're going to greet, kung kasing edad nyo lang po, chest level lang. Elbows down at ganto. We call this a why. It is a sign of respect. If that person like Pastor Fur, okay, would be in front of you, you put it a little higher. As a respect. If that person is God, then you put it like high up. Okay? So can you greet somebody right now? Say, Sawadi Ka. Yeah. All right. Are you ready for the word? Yeah. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 42. A man came from Baal Salisha, bringing the man of God 20 loaves of barley bread baked from the first ripe grain, along with some heads of new grain. Give it to the people to eat, Elijah said, verse 43. How can I set this before 100 men? His servant asked. But Elijah answered, give it to the people to eat, for this is what the Lord says. They will eat and have some left over. And so in verse 44, then he set it before them, and they ate and have some left over according to the word of the Lord. Bless your word today in Jesus' name. Amen. You can take your seats right now. So excited to close this series. And I hope in the last few weeks, how many of you have been blessed by this series, Unlimited? That we don't just go home and take a formula or method from what we've read from the scripture and hope that thing happens to us. Because it's not a method, hindi po formula, at hindi po, it's not even about the provision that God gives you. How many love provision? How many would like to have an iPhone 5 this Christmas? iPhone 6? It's in Green Hills already. Meron na pa. But you know, it's not about the provision, but it's about the provider. And let's be careful also how we use this scripture where we say, when the person gave to the man of God, then I will be blessed. One thing I love about Victory is we believe that yes, we respect our leaders. Yes, we respect our pastors. But one of the things that we believe is we are not just the men of God here. Yeah, right. But because of what Christ has done for you and me on the cross, on the merit of what he did for us, when we receive the gift of righteousness, the Bible says he became a curse for us so that you might become the righteousness of God. Because of that righteousness in our lives, sabi mo sa katabi mo, you're righteous in Christ. Sabi mo sa katabi mo. Yes. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Some wives don't believe that. You're telling us, ito righteous. But he is. And the more you know that, that's the more holiness will manifest in your life. And because of that right standing, we can stand before God and receive his grace and unlimited provision in our lives. So when I say this, we are not just the men of God. You are the man of God. Do you believe that? Or you are the woman of God. So turn to somebody right now and say, you are a man of God or you are a woman of God. So it's not about a personality, but about your identity. It's not about a formula, and it's not even about just provision. The sad thing today is a lot of Christians, yes, we do believe in prosperity, but we make it about the provision. Right? One time there was this lady, a Christian lady who was blessed by the Lord. And, you know, she bought her first time in her life. How many women would like to have an original Louis Vuitton bag? Come on. You like it? Yeah, it's okay. You know, but the problem is her focus was on her possessions. And so she went to the marketplace and nagyayabang siya po. Okay, meron siya Louis Vuitton. Okay, naka iPhone 5 siya, naka signature na glasses, meron pang Starbucks at palakad-lakad may diamond rings, no? So, sabi niya sa palengke, nag-iabang talaga siya. Sabi niya, "How much? How much?" You know, pinapakita niya yung diamonds niya. Magkano po? Ginaganon-ganon niya, no? E naasar yung tindera. Yung tindera, meron siyang isang gintong ngipin. Sabi niya, 50. Pati ako natawa. Galing naman ang... I love this church. Ibang kind church na to, ah. Yeah, it's different in Ortigas. Sa Ortigas, medyo sophisticated sila. But I love Ortigas, okay? I love my boss. Tell Pastor Ferdy, I love him. Okay, please don't put this in the podcast. Baka wala tayo ng trabaho. But we don't boast about possession. We boast about our God. And his name is Jehovah Jireh. The God who will provide for you. And so today we want to look at this story. The background of this story was in a place where, in a land where Baal worship was predominant. Everybody say Baal. Ang sabihin ng Baal. Baal was a false religion where they worship Baal, who was half bull and half man, the son of God too. So in other words, he was kind of a fake, parang fake, peking Kristo. And people would worship him. It was common to sacrifice their children to this God so that they would be blessed. In fact, one of our theologians, Pastor Cleve, says, when they burn their kids, they call it Baal BQ. That's not true, okay? You know, Pastor Cleve, one of our theologians, is really smart. He even gave names to the widows. He found out the name of the widow who had the flower. Naalala niyo yung flower? They found out in Hebrew. One of our pastors in Ortigas. Want to listen to his podcast? He's a genius. He says that the name I found out, her name was Flor. And then the other widow where yung langis hindi nagsistop, the oil was not running out. Her name was, listen to this carefully, think with me. Her name was Grace. spoken in a Visayan accent. Langis. Nakuha nyo? But understand. Ay, Bisaya po. Okay? Okay lang. Kailang nangyari po, what happened was, Baal, the problem was a pseudo-Christ. And many of us sometimes can come to that point. Yes, we don't worship, we worship God. But what God was doing in this story, He was dismantling this false kind of worship. Many times, ganun din po tayo, whether we like it or not. Yes, we say God is our source, but how many of you sometimes depend on something else? Yes, God is my source, but when trouble comes, I go to my master card. Diba? Or I go to my mom and dad. And as a pastor, I was telling my story when I started the ministry. I never wanted to become a pastor. You know, in my mind, I even accused Victory before. You know that? Let me make a confession. Akala ko talaga, sa Victory, kinukuha lang nila mga gwapong galing sa college. Naisip mo ba yan, Pastor Mark? Never thought of that. But you know, I was actually forced into ministry because I just, after graduating from college, I went to Dagupan and I volunteered as a campus evangelist. And they said, can you extend for 6 months for another year? And I said, okay, I can do that. But after that, I'm going to work in Japan for 50,000. I was offered a job, 50,000 pesos. And at that time, I was just receiving 2,500 sa church. That's a big disparity. So I said, I don't want to be a pastor. How do I want to be a pastor? 50,000! 2,500. Not only that, I was sleeping on the chairs of the church. And it came to the point after 1 year, the pastor had to leave and they didn't have pastors. Pastor Junes, sorry, you know Pastor Junes Carr? He called me up. Sabi niya, can you extend for another 6 months? At maghahanap kami ng pastor and then we'll call you back. What happened after 22 years? I'm still waiting for that phone call. Hello? Nihintay ko pa rin. Sakit, no? And it came to the point, I said, okay, Lord, for the sake of the call, you want me to do this? I even challenged God. I had the wrong mentality. And I said, okay, God, if you don't want me to get married, you know, how can I get married? I'm sleeping on chairs. What if I have a wife? More chairs? But you know, God is a God of much more. And I never knew that, you know, God really changed my heart. Where, you know, I was really an angry minister at first, honestly. And I never knew God has a good, good plan. And sometimes you may be at that point, kala mo, Lord, is this it, Lord? Ito na lang ba? But God is a God of much more. And I'll tell you more stories, how God blessed us. The first time I met my wife, I never knew, again, there was a beautiful girl. It was a big concert, 3,000 people, and I was the MC. And I introduced her, a pastor. Her father gave me a piece of paper. And in introduced niya, I was supposed to introduce her. I never seen her in my life. But I was around 25 years old. Okay, remember, I got saved around 18 years old. Never had a girlfriend, never kissed a girl in my life. Except my mother and my grandmother. And so what happened, every year my dad would ask me, Dad, son, do you have a girlfriend already? 18, 19, 20, 21, 20, until 25. On my 25th birthday, he looked at me with a serious face. I mean, son, do you like girls? sabi ko, yes. Of course. And I said, of course, Dad. I was just waiting for her. And you know what happened? On that concert, you know, I introduced this girl for the very first time. It was like a movie. From the left-hand side, she was like para blurred. Niyo pa nakikita yung mukha. Kaya nakita may babae doon nakatayo na gano'n. And when I looked to my left, there she was with her hair long, walking towards me. Slow motion. And I knew in my heart, this is my future wife. Praise God. And we've been married 17 years. I can tell you, for 17 years, yes, we went through a lot of things. But I was young. Now I'm a little older. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their children begging bread. Let's give the Lord praise. God is faithful. I don't believe there will be a day where we will see Pastor Mark, you know, sorry, wala nang sweldo, Pastor Mark. And Pastor Mark has to go to the market, palengke, at magpipreach na lang siya doon. And then si wife niya, si Rizel, magtatamburin doon. Sabay pagkatapos nun, si Pastor Fur, offering ba, offering ba? Now we laugh about that. How many are thankful for God providing for this family? It wasn't like this before. But what you see right now is the much more right now. But there will be much, much more. Three things, you know, S-I-N. About what we see in this story. That we serve a God of much, much more. Number one, He's much more. How much more is He concerned about you? How much more is He concerned about you? Go back to the scripture in 2 Kings where it says, He says, give them the last verse. Give it to the people to eat. Think about that. An ordinary thing as eating. God put it in scriptures. Ordinary miracle lang yan. To feed 100 people. Why would God do that? You know why? I believe it's because of His concern for you. That if it matters to you, it matters to God. If it's important to you, kahit maliit lang yan. Asking God for my next meal. How many believe God hears that prayer? Some of you are asking for a prayer. Lord, just give me this tuition fee. God heard that prayer. Why? Because He's concerned about you. Psalm says this, that He delights in the prosperity of His servant. He delights in the well-being of His servant. Sino naniniwala na masaya ang Panginoon pag may pera sa bulsa niyo this Christmas? Amen. He wants money to flow through you. It's nothing to Him. Not only that, Matthew says this, if God can dress up, why do you worry, He says. See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. And yet, I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If God could take the time to dress up, to make a flower beautiful, look at the next verse. How much more will He clothe you? How much more will He take care of you? Look at your neighbor and say, God is concerned about your affairs. He's concerned about your affairs. When we got married, like I said, the first few years, honestly, it was hard times. Hard times for me and my wife. My son was born. I only have 5 pesos in my pocket. We went to the hospital. My wife told me, can you buy me something? And I said, okay. I went and bought stork. Nalala niyo stork? And then when I came back, nalala niyo si stork? May anak na. Nanganak na, the stork gave the baby, you know? You don't know that anyway. And so what happened was, you know, right after she gave birth, a person just gave us money and said, use this for the hospital bills. And I can tell you stories again and again. But there was one time that we nearly quit ministry. That was in 1998. And I was thinking of that 50,000. If you're receiving, by then I was receiving 5,000 na, mga ganun, 1998. Inisip mo pa rin yung 50,000 na yun. Diba? How many would think of that? Nandun pa rin eh. Okay? Nasa Japan, somewhere. But you know, God kept, you just stay in the land. And I will bless you. But it came to the point that we nearly quit when there was a flood in Dagupan. And it was so bad that the flood was up to here. We could not actually sleep at night because the beds were surrounded by water. And our 2 little kids, 1 or 2 years old lang, were in the middle. We were afraid na baka mahulog sila. And uso pa yung Titanic noon. So iniisip namin parang ganun ang eksena eh. Ganun na ganun. And the worst part, alam mo po yung nangyari, was to go to the toilet. How do you go to the toilet if the water is up to here? How do you sit down? And then we discovered something, you know, anong discover namin? Now you just go to a remote place and then stand there. Thank you, Lord, for this water all around. And we nearly quit ministry. Anong nangyari? You know, we walked out of that barrio 2 hours. We went to Dagupan. Nasa Batsapa yung mga anak namin. You know, when we went to another home of my relative, the members of the church, nagdala ng manok, the Lord just provided for us. You know what happened? After that storm, for the next months, next year, the finances of the church just increased 500%. And we were being blessed. And we were asking, Lord, what is this money for? And that's what the Lord spoke to us. I'm blessing you to be a blessing to the nations. And that's the story of the start of the story of Bangkok, Thailand. And there's a lot more stories I can tell you about that. But you know how many believe God is concerned about your little needs? Not only that, number two, how much more He will do more miracles in your life. That the greater miracles are ahead of us, not behind us. Now you look at the story, the progression. From one widow, one son. The next story, one widow, two sons. And then the next story, 100 men. And then 20 loaves could feed 100 men. But when Christ came, 5 loaves fed 5,000 people. How many believe God can just stop His miracle? He can just stop any miracle He does. That the greatest miracles are still ahead of us. Can you say amen to that? Amen. That there will be more miracles. Let me just show you an illustration. Okay, this is an apple. And inside an apple is a what? What do you call this? Apple seed. Look at that. It's very small. Napakaliit po, no? Okay, we don't have a video, but we have a picture there. By next year, we'll have video na, bro. Okay. What do I have in my hand? Okay. What do I have in my hand? You know, that's the problem is this is what our focus is. We focus on the facts. But we don't focus on the truth. It's the same way. We focus on the demands, but we don't focus on the supply. We focus on what we have. And the man in the scripture, they say, how can we feed 100 men with 20 loaves? It doesn't add up. It's like when you're looking at your savings and you're dreaming of a wedding one day. So, you know, we'll believe that what, next year, baka, you know, you're going to get married. The singles, come on. You don't have faith, come on. But do you know what happened? What do I have in my hand? The fact is, it's a seed. But listen, that's not the truth. The truth is, this is an apple tree. Right? That's the truth. But that's not the whole truth. Because the truth is, in the apple tree are apple fruits. And that's not the whole truth. In the apple fruits are apple trees. And trees, seeds, fruits, and you can go on and go on. That's why I ask you, what do I have in my mind, in my hand? I didn't ask you, what do you see? What do I have? It's a forest. You understand what I'm saying? Now you see this. Why is it a forest? Because God placed potential in the seed to reproduce itself, to become one. Now if potential came from God, can you imagine if omnipotential, all potential, all, everybody say all potential, all potential is living inside of you right now. Wow. Now look at your neighbor and say, what do you see in that person? Do you see an old man going to Toronto, Canada? Sorry, bro. Sorry. Do you see a young, handsome man going to Toronto, Canada? And seeing revival. And suddenly his wife gives birth to 2 more sons. Nanganak si Joy. But what do you see in that person? Amen. There's more miracles ahead. I tell you my story when what happened when we got married. The bank account and what I dream of a wedding would be does not match up. How many can understand what I'm saying? You look at your bank account, you look at your dream, it doesn't doesn't match up. You know, and I came to the point, sabi ko kay Jeris, maybe in our wedding, happy meal na lang. Diba? Okay lang siguro yan. You know, but what God provided before our wedding, God just paid for everything at the reception. And when we marched that aisle, you know, we were debt free. And everything that we were receiving was just a blessing to us. Because the God we serve is the God of much more. Amen. Let's give the Lord praise for that. And then lastly, how much more His love. How much more His love. You know, when God saved you, For God so loved the world that he saved you. It's not just saving you from hell. But the word salvation comes from the word being well, whole, mind, soul, and spirit. How many believe God doesn't just care about your spiritual life? He cares about your physical life as well. And so when God wants to bless you, he wants to bless you, your whole being. And so we see in this story how, look at this, the love of God, where a man brought his first fruit from Baal Salisha, where there were faithless men, but a faithful man went to God and he offered to God his offering. As a result, 100 men got blessed. What is this a picture of? The first fruit that's been taught here is talking about the tithes. And when we talk about the tithes, we're reminded of one scripture. Anybody can give me that scripture? Malachi 3:10. Let's look at that scripture right now. I want to show you something. It's because when you read scripture, let's understand that the old is just a shadow of the new. Everybody say, the old is just a shadow of the new. That Jesus Christ actually is the substance. The old is just the shadow. How many believe a shadow will not satisfy you? How many have eaten a shadow of a hamburger and you were satisfied? How many would like to meet the shadow of your dreams? A shadow will not satisfy you. And if you look at Malachi, what God is revealing here, bring the whole tithe. That we bring our first fruits, curses will be broken. Not only that, God will open the floodgates of heaven and he will bless you to the point that you cannot contain it. What is it really talking about? Is it just our giving? Because it's not just what we give, it's what he gave already. Yeah. 2,000 years ago, he gave his first fruit. And when he died on that cross, when he said, "Tetelestai," it is finished. That was the time that the floodgates, heaven was open. And the blessings begins to flow. You know why we give our tithe? It's not because we want to be blessed. It's because you are blessed already. You understand what I'm saying? We give from his resources. We don't give from our piggy bank, which is very limited. And when we understand it that way, it changes our perspective. The first time Jehovah Jireh was mentioned was in this picture. Let's take a look at this picture. Was when a father brought his son up a mountain to be a sacrifice. Isn't this a picture of what Jesus did for us? You know, I want to end with this story. I want to leave you with this, how God is so faithful in our lives. When I became a minister, one of my persecutors was my eldest sister, and she lives in America, and her dream was for me, an engineer, and to go to America to work there. But sad to say, praise God, not sad to say, I entered the ministry. But 2004, there was an opportunity for me to go to America for free. Can you tell the person, say, free, for free? How many likes free? And so I went to America. The problem was, we were supposed to stay 4 or 5 days. I was with you, right? You were there. And I only had $100 in my pocket. $100 lang. I figured I don't have to spend anything. But you know what happened? When I went to America, Anaheim, California, it was just next to Disneyland. I was so excited. I was standing in front, a dream come true to go to Disneyland. At the age of 35 years old already. The problem is my $100 wasn't enough for me to enter Disneyland. I could not go into Disneyland. But God is the God of much, much more. You know what happened? A member called me and said, "Pastor, you're here? I'm going to go there. Don't go to Disneyland, pambata na yan. I'm going to take you to, for free, I'm going to take you to Universal Studio." I tell you, I was enjoying myself. Ooh, you know? You know what happened? Another member called from Texas, Corpus Christi. He says, "Pastor, are you here? I'm going to fly you." On our last day, he flew me from Anaheim all the way to Texas for free. $3,000. Ginastos lang niya. And what the amazing part was, before I went to States, my sister from New Jersey just transferred to Texas. And I asked, where is Houston, Texas? How far is it? It's 1 hour. Let's go drive there. You know, we drove there. And when we drove, my sister was shocked when I was knocking on the door. My sibling who persecuted me. And here comes the pastor with 5 pesos in his pocket. Well, $100 now. And he opened the door. She just cried. And you know, she gave me $300. Let's give the Lord praise. Come on. Come on now. Now I have how much? $400. And then my friend, our member in the group, brought me to this big supermarket, Walmart. He told me, Pastor, here's a cart. Anything you want. So you know what I went? I went all the Walmart. Anything I want, Lord! Nagulat yung misis ko kasi umuwi ako, may $400, may malaking dalawang suitcase. Saan ang galing yan? Sabi ni Janice. Sabi ko, Jehovah Jireh strikes again. As we end, let's end with this scripture, Romans chapter 8. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how much more will he not also along with him graciously give us what? All things. That little concern, he's concerned about that. The miracle that you're asking, he has more miracles for you. Not only that, his love is everlasting. Nothing will separate you from his love.